Let's talk addiction. Everyone knows how hard it is to beat an addiction. We seem to be living in a world that gives us so many options and so much overstimulation that it isn't hard to become addicted to one thing or another. And really, when there are so many things one can be addicted to, it seems like we are all a little obsessed with something. One way that people tackle addiction is through the use of hypnotherapy. It may seem like the easy way out, getting someone to rewrite your personality to make you something different. But unlike the way Hollywood portrays it, hypnosis doesn't quite work like that. Here to tell us more about her work as a hypnotherapist and her book about moving past the addiction to nicotine, Now Stop Smoking, A Systematic Guide to Saying No and Moving Forward, is the author and hypnotherapist, Linda Taylor. Linda Taylor, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Now, firstly, one of the things that is we need to get out straight away here is we're not really talking about waving an object in front of our eye going back and forward and you're getting very sleepy now. That's a different sort of thing altogether, isn't it, to what we're doing here?
It is. I like to explain to people that there really is no such thing as hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
All hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
Okay, so expand on that straight away because it's very important and it comes up very early in your book.
So listening to this radio program, you have to be really focused to hear everything that's being said. That's an altered state. The cycles of your brain, wave activity, need to slow down for you to absorb what's being said. When you watch a movie, read a book, watch TV, read the newspaper, the cycles of your brain have to slow down in order for you to absorb the information. So that's all hypnosis is,
mm-hmm.
the art of slowing the cycles down to learn.
It's a discipline of sorts?
I think it's mindfulness. People often describe it as meditation. You know that feeling when you're watching a sunset and everything just fades away and mm-hmm. you have this ecstatic moment of joy. That's a type of hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
When you're speaking to someone, you see a loved one you haven't seen for a long time or learning something new. It's
okay.
It's focused attention.
I think one thing that's also very important in fairness to you and to our listeners very early in this conversation to make quite clear is that you yourself once were a heavy smoker.
Oh, definitely. That was a long time ago now, and in about 15 years ago. And in the beginning, I used these techniques, and it was really easy because I wanted to. You can do anything you want to, really, once you make the decision. It's just learning mind control to be aware of what you're thinking, your feelings, so you can adjust that. But now, I mean, I've even gone out and tried to smoke with friends because that's what I used to do, but I just can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I learned in this process is this is a tough one. Anyone who smokes, me included, isn't loving myself.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who has a cigarette is not loving themselves totally and completely, because if there was a young child or a little puppy dog or anyone else you love wanted to eat poison, for some reason, you wouldn't let them, would you?
No.
No, of course not. So something's happened to me or other people where they know how to love someone else, but something's happened to them where they've stopped loving themselves. Because when you're connected to your body, you just can't do it.
Mm. Because, again, a big focus for this to be successful is about having self-esteem.
Oh, 100%. Self-esteem, self-love, self-acceptance, wanting to look after yourself, look after your garden, your house, other people. It's about looking after you.
Because if you set your mind to it, you can do it.
Oh, 100%.
If you decide the garden looks shabby and for the next so many weekends you're going to get out there and spend a few hours trying to make it look better, you will do it. And when you start to see results, that empowers you more. And the next thing you know, you're round to the back garden and you're doing the back garden.
100%. But you've learned about gardening.
Mm.
You actually want to get out. No one can force you to get out into the garden. And that's okay. But if you want to get out, you learn how to do the gardening. You just get out and do it.
Does this approach work for everyone? Because those who've tried to give up smoking have often repeatedly tried and tried all different methods. Mm. Whether it be chemical assistance, whether it just be, you know, abstaining and not doing it, or it might be trying some form of hypnotherapy?
That's a good question. Research shows that hypnotherapy is the most effective. However, it's quite difficult to measure those numbers because it's a longitudinal study, you know, on a timeline, and often people don't come up, or people stop and start up and stop again. So it's a natural approach. You can do anything you want to once you get your mind set on something. You know what? I think do whatever works for you.
And there are various ways to do that. You can tailor this for yourself so it doesn't have to be a cold turkey type approach. You can work this so that it fits in with your life, your relationships, your job and all that sort of thing.
Oh, 100%, you know. And I don't like being told what to do, and I don't like telling other people what to do. But if you have a choice and you go, I think I can trial that out, give it a go and see what works for you. It's when I was smoking, and when people who smoke, it's a strategy that I learned and people learned to deal with life. Mm-hmm. So it's just about learning different strategies, giving them a go and finding the ones that work for you.
And once you see it work with the smoking, you can see it work in other areas of your life as well.
Yeah, it's really easy to stop smoking without any withdrawals.
How important is the support and cooperation of partners, children, workmates, friends, that sort of thing? Do you have to, suddenly leave an old life behind and stop doing the social things you were doing, stop coming home from work and sitting on the back veranda having a cigarette with your partner, that sort of thing?
Well, I think if you want to stop, you do it the way that works for you. But that's not a way that I would encourage. Because when you decide you don't want to smoke for yourself, it doesn't matter what anyone does. It doesn't matter what anyone does with their smoking habits or their drinking habits. It just doesn't matter to you because you just don't want to smoke.
Did you want to finish that?
So when you decide, sometimes you can be around smokers and you look at them and it's like, oh, that's what they're doing. I'm really glad I don't do that anymore. Because in the process, the technique or the process teaches people to connect to their body. Mm. And when you connect to your body, you just think, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to do that to myself.
Okay.
So it's really easy. So no, you don't have to make major adjustments unless you want to.
So it's accentuate the positives and accentuate the negatives as well. You look at, I will be healthier if I stop doing that smelly thing. I'll have more money in my pocket if I stop buying those cigarettes that are now somewhere between $15, $20 a packet. You've got to sort of, it's the way you talk to yourself about it.
Now, that's a really good question. So a lot of people think, oh, why would you spend so much money smoking? It's like $20 up in smoke. But the book's based on over 1,000 clients' input or feedback around why they smoke and why they want to stop. Very, very small percentage is about money.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised myself. I thought, oh, that would be a big, you know, motivator, but it's not. It's more about I'm sick and tired of doing it. I just don't want to do it anymore. Health's a big one.
Yes.
You know, the cough.
The older smokers, the older they get, the more they've been smoking, the more they find themselves a little out of breath or...
And coughing, and the symptoms are exacerbated or worse. But you've got younger people coming in saying, oh, I used to be able to play a full game of rugby. I can only play a quarter of a game now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't want to put on weight, which you can understand why. And you don't have to replace one thing for another. You know, you can actually exercise more and lose weight because of it. So a number of reasons, but mostly it's not money, even though a person came in today and they said it's $20 up in smoke. But that's seldom a reason why people want to stop. A lot of people say, but my partner smokes. And, you know, when I go home, what am I going to do? Because I go out and bond with a partner. I said, well, they can smoke. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's about you and you looking after you. And they say, well, I can't go out with the boys. I can't go out and drink and things like that. But the people go out, they drink and they think it was amazing. I didn't even want to smoke. It was just they surprised themselves. So a lot of people come in the paradigm of smoking. They're in this paradigm of I'm a smoker. But after you start to shift that paradigm, you're in a completely different one. You just say, I just don't smoke.
Mm. So when you say they come in, they come to see you in your professional practice,
mm-hmm.
Does everybody need to do that to start this
idea? Oh, no,
idea?
Not at all. You just make the decision. You can buy the book and work through it. And what I work through...
So what dimension do you add by people coming to see you at your practice? Oh. How does that work?
It's face-to-face, and take people into a very, very deep, relaxed state. So when you read the book or the newspaper or watch a movie, you need to have some conscious awareness to pay attention. So you go into it deep state, then you come back out. But with me, you can stay in that deep state, that deep meditative state. There's also workshops. I'm trialing out a couple this year, before the end of Christmas, just trialing a couple of time frames. And you can do it with a group as well. So, but I think for a lot of people, they think hypnosis is scary, so they like the one-on-one and the individual attention. But when they learn it's so easy to do and they can do it themselves or read the book or do it in a group, then it's like duck to water.
Okay. Mm. You're listening to Overnights on ABC Local Radio. I'm Tony Arthur, and with me in the studio is Linda Taylor. She's written the book Now Stop Smoking, A Systematic Guide to Saying No and Moving Forward. And we're talking about it because she is a qualified hypnotherapist. What about those, Linda, though, who say my addiction to nicotine is chemical? I wake up and I want one straight away before I've even thought about it, before I've smelt coffee. I'm nowhere near a beer. I'm nowhere near a social circumstance, and straight away I think about it. How do they start to deal with that, that craving?
Now, a lot of people say that there's two aspects to this. One's habit and one's addiction. And with that question, I'd look at both. So a habit, all a habit is a neurological pathway in your brain. Mm-hmm. Bad news is, once you've developed one, it never goes away. So it's like you've learned how to drive your car. You may lose your license or don't have a car for a bit, but once you get back into the car, you're able to drive again. So it's the same with smoking. Once you stop smoking, the pathway dries up. The good news is you never stop developing neurological pathways. So this is all about the book, and the hypnosis is all about developing new neurological pathways, you know, ways, different strategies for dealing with life, how to relax, calm, as most people say, it's emotions that drive them as well. And once you pay attention to those new neurological pathways, the old ones dry up. Mm-hmm. However, they're always there. Once you start to pay attention to that one that dried up, then you go back to smoking again. Mm. Yeah. But all you have to do is pay attention to the new ones. It's that simple. Mm. So that's the habit part. And we learn habits right from when we're born. Brush your teeth once, twice. The dentist says, oh, you have to learn to brush your teeth in a different way. So, oh, this is too hard, this is too hard. But you eventually do it. You forget how you used to clean your teeth. Then the next part's the addiction. Now, in this model, addictions are all about moving away from uncomfortable feelings. And we all have uncomfortable feelings. It's just learning how we deal with them. And so you learn how to go into the feelings and deal with them in different ways. So waking up, every time I have a coffee, I have a cigarette. That's a habit. It's a connection. You can have a coffee and play on your phone. You can have a coffee and go for a walk. Yeah. So there's different associations that you can do, either in fantasy in your mind or reality. Mm. And the feelings, you learn about how to deal with the feelings differently. And the book goes through lots of activities and exercises with that.
And so it goes. So can we apply this to other addictions or bad habits?
Oh, 100%. It's a model based on life skills, one's boundaries. It's a skill to put yourself in like a safe bubble where you and you create the space inside that bubble, and then you identify who you are, how you want to be treated, and you ask for what your needs and wants are. And that applies to actually every addiction.
What else is hypnosis used for?
Oh, now, it's not the answer to everything. Some people think that. But then again, the mind's the centre of everything. A lot of clients come to me for anxiety-related issues. Now, that can play out in phobias, fear of public speaking, fear of being in public places, panic attacks. A lot of people come with panic attacks, procrastination, putting things off, perfectionism. So personally, I think everything comes down to anxiety, smoking, alcohol, those types of things. A lot of people come in for performance study. Not so much sports performance, but study, relationship issues.
Does it require a course of sessions, or can you sometimes achieve what you want to in one session?
Okay. Depends. I generally, for smoking, on one-on-one, I recommend two sessions. And in that process, you look at the habits, the first one we spoke about, those neurological pathways. And the second session, we track back into the feelings and release those negative feelings. That's the addiction. The book goes through all the strategies and all the techniques I use in those two sessions. It'll just take you a little bit longer because you're practicing self-hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
With pretty much most other issues, it's 3 sessions.
So to use the smoking again, because the book is called Now Stop Smoking. The one step already is if someone says, I do want to give these up. I do want to give these up. So if you're having that conversation with yourself, you've started the process, haven't you?
100%. And I don't think anyone can, I don't like being told what to do. And, you know, but if someone wants to stop smoking, I'll say it's really easy.
Yeah, it's the treatment to any addict with any addiction. They must be the one who says, I am ready. I need help. I want this. You can't drag them kicking and screaming. And rehabilitation centres won't let you bring them in the door. So he or she has to want to come in and commit to this. So if you do want to now stop smoking, then the book you need is by Linda Taylor, because it's called Now Stop Smoking. And Linda is spelt with an I, L-I-N-D-A, sensible spelling of Taylor. Now Stop Smoking, a systematic guide to saying no and moving forward. And if you've already got it in your mind that that's what you want to do, you're off to a start.
Oh, it'll be in the bookstores in December or January.
Right.
So, or you can get it online.
Okay. So. Linda, thank you very much for coming in and explaining the process too. It's been very nice.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Linda Taylor with us this morning on Overnights here on ABC Local Radio.